Welcome to Sustainable Style, a podcast by Colet Group, where we try to understand fashion, style, and consumption, give tips about living sustainably, and explain how you could one day start your own brand. Now here's your host.
Hi everyone, it's me, Marlies, and welcome to today's episode. As the title gives it away, I'm going to talk about organic cotton because I believe it is one of the most important choices you can make for the environment, and I think it's very important to dwell on this topic because I've noticed that people don't always think about organic when it comes to the clothes we wear or the sheets we sleep on. Before we get started, I just want to make some things clear very quickly because often when I talk about fabrics that are natural, I often hear people say, oh, that's a natural fabric, this must be sustainable, but that's just not always the case. I'm sorry if I just ruined your dream, but just because something is natural and has the ability to biodegrade doesn't mean that it's more sustainable. Let's suppose we compare wool with organic cotton. Then you see very quickly that this is difficult for wool to be sustainable when it is necessarily part of the animal agriculture industry, which uses more land and energy than plant agriculture and also pollutes and involves cruel practices. So it's just always going to be more sustainable to take a plant and turn it into a fabric than take an animal and plants together, which involves the environmental costs of methane, transportation, urine, feces, I don't know if I pronounced it right, but you probably know what I mean. antibiotic use, housing, and slaughter. Okay, that was like explained very quickly and in a very short way, but I really hope you guys get like when a fabric is sustainable, you know, or what makes a fabric sustainable, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just looking forward to this episode, so let's get into it. So first of all, just to give you an idea of the difference between organic and non-organic cotton, organic cotton actually means grown without pesticides or herbicides, which are harmful to the planet and the farmers who work with them after repeat exposure. But then non-organic cotton is the opposite, actually, but toxic chemicals are used on a regular basis to grow and diet, which therefore makes this an anything but sustainable fabric. So cotton is a plant fiber, which means that in theory it's infinitely renewable and biodegradable, but, and I'm sorry, but yes, there's a but, it can only achieve its sustainable credentials when it's farmed and produced with conscious awareness to its impact. And hooray, hooray, this is where the organic methods come in. So using organic cotton is actually environmentally beneficial because, as I already said, it supports a healthy ecosystem and prevents the use of toxic synthetic chemicals. Besides, organic farmers also use methods that build soil health and support on-farm biodiversity. And the farms typically have better conservation and diversity of species, which helps to regulate and stabilize the ecosystem, ensuring continuously healthy crop yields. Crop rotation and soil building strategies on organic cotton farms lead to carbon being sequestered. I think, you guys, I'm really sorry. My, like, mother language, let's say it like that, isn't English. So I'm sorry if I make any faults or whatever, but I'm really trying my best, okay? So crop rotation and soil building strategies on organic cotton farms lead to carbon being sequestered in soil. Okay, wow, that was very theoretical, but it actually means the soil acts as a carbon sink and an important weapon against climate change. So soils that are organically managed also retain water and nutrients. more effectively than soil in non-organic cotton farming, which commonly suffers erosion. And a significant reduction in both carbon emissions and water pollution means organically farmed cotton actually benefits the environment while obtaining a fiber for making quality clothing. And because of that, also a good environment. Wow. And because of that good environment, the health of the farmers can be protected, which is, by the way, an important priority of organic farming. At Collet Group, we produce our organic cotton in India and other Asian countries, and it's never blended or mixed with non-organic fibers. So if I may give you some good advice, when you choose to produce with cotton, really do your research to ensure that the material is 100% organic cotton, and really make sure that that is 100% what you're paying for. Because there are many companies pretending to make sustainable fibers, but that's something we'll talk about in other episodes. Wow, this was actually like very much what I wanted to say already. but yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode. If you have any like requests on topics, or if you have any questions or something to say, some remarks, please don't give me any remarks on my English because I'm working on it. But if you have anything to say, please let us know through one of our social media channels. It's at @colivetement on both Instagram and Facebook. But yeah, with that being said, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Sustainable Style. We hope you gained more insight about understanding fashion, style, and consumption. Join us next week, where we'll give tips about living sustainably and more about how one day you could start your own brand. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe and live in sustainable style.